Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Long from now. We'll be right back.
Yesterday, I got baptized, and it was an incredible, profound experience. And many of you will have had your own experiences of baptism and will therefore know what I'm talking about. Many aspects of it were very intimate and personal. The truth is this, as a person that has in the past taken many, many substances and always been disappointed with their inability to deliver the kind of tranquility and peace and even transcendence that I always felt I've been looking for, something occurred in the process of baptism that was incredible, overwhelming, literally overwhelming, because I was obviously underwater and it was the River Thames at some points. So I felt changed, transitioned.
You know much about Russell Brand?
I know that he was a pretty big movie star for a short period of time. And
you?
That's about it.
He was married to Katy Perry for a while, too.
Yeah. I think he was an a-hole.
People didn't like him. I mean, he was kind of like the complete opposite of what he's appearing as now.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We talked about Kanye West before. Like, Kanye West found Jesus, did a Jesus album, Follow God or something like that. Or maybe that was a song. Russell Brand talking about finding Christianity, maybe Christianity found him, and being baptized and feeling something real about it is a good story. And I think it's important to talk about, which is why I'm bringing it up here. But the idea that Russell Brand could fall away from that doesn't cheapen the idea of baptism and faith and finding a faith walk that really does transform who you are. I don't want to be the person who is like, see, Russell Brand, and then Russell Brand kind of becomes the savior for Christianity. Ooh, don't like that. I don't think that's what he's trying to do. I actually have been kind of following Russell Brand and what he's been saying about studying. He's kind of the type of person who is blessed with the resources to be a philosopher, to be able to be like, I'm going to spend my time studying. Well, I would like to, too.
Yeah.
But here I am at work.
Right.
Earning food to go to money to go to Ruler Foods so I can put food on the table for my kids. He's a studied man. He is very, very intelligent. He's a thinker. And I know this because I've watched him discuss things with people, logically move through information, come to his own conclusions, even when it was unpopular with whatever is going on in the world. But I see this story about how Christianity is fitting in with Russell Brand and the things that he's saying. I do find it refreshing that he is speaking about it, that it's not something that's private in his life. I feel like you always have to ask yourself, like, if you, okay, am I hearing more people find Christianity? Mark Wahlberg is praying with Jesus on Fox News commercial breaks all the time.
Yeah. The guy who plays Jesus.
Yeah. And then Jesus looks, he's like, I'm not the real Jesus. And we're like, ooh, thanks for the disclaimer.
Oh, okay.
Imagine that's how Jesus comes back in a Fox News commercial.
He was the guy playing himself in a sitcom for a long time. Yeah. And he goes, ah, tricked you. It was me.
I don't think that that's a case. I hope I'm not being blasphemous. But Mark Wahlberg has been very open about praying and his Catholic Christian faith. I have seen other people who have some reasonable, notable celebrity be vocal about their Christian faith. Now, if you, I am a Christian, so maybe I'm looking for it, and it really sticks out to me when I see it because I relate to it. But I'm always also kind of hesitant, like, if are the stories getting through the noise to me because that is that the hand of God? Is that the latest industrial thing, commodity, that they're going to try to sell to us and monetize? I'm very skeptical of everything. But Russell Brand's been doing his own Russell Brand thing. Like, that's the thing about him that I find the most compelling to continue to follow his story and just keep my eyes and my ears open to what he has to say, is that he doesn't, unless I'm missing it, and please inform me if I am, Russell Brand's brand is Russell Brand. He's not serving some other company or entity or network. He's Russell Brand. So he's going to sink or swim based on what he puts out there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they canceled him, or at least they tried to cancel him. You know, those allegations of sexual assault and all that other stuff, so much so that they forced him onto Rumble off of YouTube and all that other stuff. So he doesn't really have the celebrity status to be marketing something other than Russell Brand.
And he doesn't. There's so many people who are repelling from Hollywood/California. And a lot of people are talking about California. I just feel like, I know that there are some crazy conspiracy theories, deep, evil conspiracy theories that exist about what goes on in Hollywood. And I kind of know about them. I pay attention to them. They're so horrific that I pray to God that they're wrong and that's not actually what's happening. If it is happening, I pray to God that it is exposed. But it just seems interesting to me that in a post-COVID world, people have detached themselves from the physical location that is Southern California in increasing numbers, like they want to physically remove themselves from it. I wonder why that is. Brad, you are an ordained pastor. Like, what do you think when you see Russell Brand? I mean, he's encouraging people to pray the rosary. I know for a while he was like out there saying, like, I'm into this Christian spirituality thing, and I don't really know, like, he was new to it all. Like, I don't really know which Christian church I want to follow. Mm-hmm. I assume he was talking about praying the rosary, that right now he's in the Catholic lane. But to me, you come into the Christian lane from the
the New Age lane.
Welcome.
Yeah, come on in.
What do you think when you see a celebrity like Russell Brand really making his current story is about being baptized in a Christian faith?
Honestly, as a Christian, I'm watching for the fruits of the Spirit. I'm watching for things that would be markers of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Is this a genuine conversion? Is this just something he's trying out? What I see right now is somebody who's genuinely searching out and exploring Christianity. I think he likes what he has found so far. I don't know if he's a genuine Christian yet or not or whatever, but he got baptized. I don't think that's something you go through just to go through. You know, so I in all honesty, I don't know. He's so fresh. He's so new. It's kind of the same thing with Kanye. You want to give them the benefit of the doubt, and then you want to see where it goes from there, and you want to see if the actions bear out the truth that is inside of him.
I'm going to be honest. The Kanye thing never felt wholly, with a W, genuine to me. I was always peeking at it like, I really hope that he sticks the landing on this one. I really hope that at the end, you said it the perfect way. It's the fruits of the Spirit that they will know you by the fruit that you bear. And I understand that. And I think that's the best way to explain it. And with Kanye, I was always watching him going, okay, I see that this is difficult for you and your family. You are bearing some suffering because of what you're putting out there, but you're also getting a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. So is this good for Kanye? Is this bad for Kanye? Is Kanye having some sort of what was he was not accused of, but associated with having some sort of mental schizophrenia or something like that mm-hmm. that would be contributing to this? Russell Brand doesn't feel like that to me. It's just a hunch.
He doesn't have that history about mm-hmm. him either. And so this could be, I mean, it could be, or it could just be the next thing.
Yeah.
I really like watching these public figures, and they're from a variety of places. They could be sports. Joe Rogan's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You watch these people, and they go from just kind of being a part of the scene to then questioning the scene. And not that that's Christianity, but you watch their progression of starting to just go, what exactly is this? Why am I a part of this? And then what do I have to gain or lose from speaking out against it or for it? And you kind of test these people a little bit publicly. Not that you know everything, but you've watched Russell Brand's progression through that too.
Yeah. Well, you talk about these guys and being in the scene. Joe Rogan is a great example. Russell Brand's a great example. They've achieved everything that they needed to achieve. And it's not enough.
Listen here to Joe Rogan on this
issue.
But
I think as time rolls on, people are going to understand the need to have some sort of divine structure to things, some sort of belief in the sanctity of love and of truth. And a lot of that comes from religion. A lot of people's moral compass and the guidelines that they've used to follow to live a just and righteous life has come from religion. And unfortunately, a lot of very intelligent people, they dismiss all of the positive aspects of religion because they think that the stories are mere superstitious fairy tales, that, you know, they have no place in this modern world, and, you know, we're inherently good and your ethics are based on your old moral compass and we all have one, and that's not necessarily true. We need Jesus. I think for real. Like, if he came back now, it'd be great. Like, Jesus, if you're thinking about coming back.
Right now?
Now's a good time.
Yeah, pretty soon, yeah.
Now's a good time.
Joe Rogan said, we need Jesus. I've listened to a lot of Joe Rogan, and that's not really the key message to every Joe Rogan podcast that I have listened to or watched while he's smoking and drinking with his guests. Joe Rogan is saying that. And to me, when I listen to that, totally subjective, just Annie sitting here listening to this and getting a feeling about it, it's almost like it reluctantly just comes out of his mouth and he hears that and he's like, he goes, we do. It's a Donald Trump. That's true. it's like the words fell out of his mouth. We need Jesus. And he thought, oh my gosh, I think we do. Like, he was kind of having this realization in that moment. And, you know, I'm a Christian. I say this a lot. And I always hope that you don't feel that I'm trying to push that on you. But it is at the center. You talk about my kids all the time. And people tell me all the time, Annie, I love it when you talk about your kids and your family. I got a story about my son that I'm going to tell in the next hour.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But it would be disingenuous for me to, like, I'm not going to say the Christian thing out loud because it's who I am. It's my identity. I mean, we are watching right now as people are thrusting their identities in your face all of the time. And I'm just here to say that I identify as a Christian. I'm not opposed to that at all. But I see a lot of other people in strange places going, yeah, this is who I am. Or I'm at least more interested in knowing more about this than I've ever been interested about knowing it before. Something there. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.